For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The MSU Board of Trustees voted to raise tuition this morning in a meeting that also saw an unusual flurry of interpersonal criticism between members. Let's start with the details about the tuition increase approved by trustees. In-state freshmen and sophomores will pay an additional $13.25 per credit hour in the fall. That's an increase of 2.8%. For in-state juniors and seniors, there's a bigger hike, 3.8%, or an extra $19.75 per hour. Tuition will go up for non-resident undergrads and graduate students by $50 to $55 for each credit hour. In order to help incoming students, MSU is starting a program called Go Green, Go 15. The idea is to encourage freshmen to take 15 credits per semester. President Luana Simon says getting off to that kind of ambitious start will create academic momentum and save money in the long run.
If you take more credits, no matter your preparation for the first year, you're going to be able to graduate higher. You actually have better predicted academic performance if you do that, which is the counterintuitive part. But the data would support that.
Lorenzo Santavica is the undergraduate student body president at MSU. He points to state funding as the major reason for tuition hikes in Michigan.
One of the things that I did before this meeting yesterday was at the Capitol. I went Facebook Live and I was telling our students ahead of time that this is not something that should be unexpected at this point. We know that our state has been continuously disinvesting in our state, essentially our state society and our future. And I think a lot of this pressure has to be on our state legislature and elections telling students that they need to go out and vote. Our tuition hike is going to affect students, no doubt. Every dollar counts. But at the end of the day, it really is on our state legislature to start making some more decisions to invest in Michigan State University and other state universities that are doing good things for our state.
After passing the tuition hikes, the atmosphere between trustees got tense over recent comments made by Mitch Lyons on a radio show about the sexual assault cases facing several former Spartan football players. Trustee Brian Mosalem, like Lyons, a former MSU football player, went public with his criticism of Lyons for mentioning the name of Austin Robertson as the athlete who alerted head coach Mark D'Antonio to a possible assault involving teammates. Robertson is facing an assault charge in connection with an unrelated case, and Lyons has said that he had momentarily confused the Robertson case with the allegations against Joshua King, Demetric Vance, and Donnie Corley Jr. During his remarks, Mosalem called on Lyons for clarification.
I think that the credibility of the institution and this body is at stake. So I just wanted to ask you to publicly clarify your comments, and could you please explain to us how you misspoke and confused investigations?
Before he could respond, Trustee Diane Byram joined Mosalem with comments aimed at Lyons.
I believe that your behavior has violated the trust and the fiduciary responsibilities you hold as a trustee to this university. I have bit my tongue. I have not made a lot of public statements. I've had my conversations directly to you, but the time has passed that is going to be the way I handle the situation.
When Lyons finally spoke, he reiterated his confusion during the interview.
In the course of my comments, I cross-pollinated one name who is involved in one of the cases with another case. Really had nothing to do with the point I was making on that case, because my point was that Coach D'Antonio was above reproach in how he handled the investigation. Okay, but I regret that any name was associated with that case. I absolutely 100% agree that we need to protect reporting individuals of sexual assault, and I deeply regret having said any name in that situation.
After the meeting, President Simon simply said that the board has a resolve to move forward with an agenda against campus sexual assault.
This is a family. This is the family. And every once in a while, families have squabbles, right? And every once in a while, those squabbles become more public.
Scott Pohl, WKAR News.